we didn't have refrigerators in those days. They used to have ice boxes, and the top half of the refrigerator was empty, and they put this big block of ice in, and your food was in the bottom, and that's what kept your food cool, just like in your coolers in your car. Mm-hmm. That's what it was like. But they had trucks going around delivering that stuff, and when we were kids, there were always chips of ice on the back where the guy picked it up with his tongue. He'd break chips off the kid. We'd go over and take the chips and drink.
I guess we had canned milk because we didn't have to save milk, and you just buy your grocery mostly every day.
Yeah.
My mother would have a roast of beef and cut that up, and you'd have it for sandwiches the next day, so you didn't have any refrigeration.
Oh, I see.
Doing the family's laundry was an exhausting job without a washing machine.
Monday morning you do the laundry, and all morning you're doing the laundry, and then all afternoon you're ironing.
Yeah.
It would take the whole day.
We'd come home for dinner, and my mother would be washing. We'd come home for supper, and she would still be washing.
That's right.
It would, you know, and then a couple of days she would iron or whatever, you know. When we got old enough, we used to iron too. We didn't have ironing boards with legs. We used to put one end of a chair and the other end
that's
on
right.
a chair.
Right. Yeah. Just a board. Yeah. It's just a board.
Iron on the table. Yeah.
You were very fortunate if you had a wringer washer, and you hung your clothes outside summer, spring, winter, fall, whenever. And I remember standing, the clothes rack, always, around the old Quebec.
And taking a bath was a major event.
They had a big tub. That's where we had our bath on Saturday night, too. The big round tub, about 3 feet around and about 18 inches deep. And she'd do the laundry in that by hand, like, you know, and then hang it out on the line to dry. And then Saturday night would come, and our big treat on Saturday, I was the oldest, I got the bath first, and then my brother, and then my sister. And then we go listen to the hockey game on the radio and have an apple. And we did that every Saturday night for years when we were a kid. That was a Saturday night treat.
Without any central heating, keeping warm could be a challenge in the depths of winter.
We had three in a bed.
Okay.
Because there was five girls, so three slept in one bed and two in the other. My two brothers slept together, so there'd be three bedrooms. The pipes from the stove going up through the bedrooms, so you'd only get the heat from the chimney pipes. You just covered yourself. Well, this is a terrible thing to say, but it's true. You didn't have enough blankets or heat. You put newspaper on the bed. We were poor people.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear.
If there was a hop, skip, and jump at championship back then in the Olympics, I would have won it. We would have won it. Because the only heat we had in the house was a feeder. You know what a feeder is?
Mm-hmm.
It's a round stove like this. You've seen pictures of them about that high. It's got a door on the front. And why they call them a feeder? Because there's a big steel tube comes down, and you load coal. You lift the top off, load it up with coal. And as the coal burns, turns to ash, goes in here, the other coal, the weight pushes it down. So there's a constant feed of coal. You don't have to keep stoking a fire. Well, that was the only heat we had. We had a house in the dining room, living room corner. There was this feeder. All the bedrooms had no heat or anything. We had linoleum floors. And when you get up in the morning, those linoleum floors, we had no cellar. The floor's ice cold. You want to go to the bathroom? Take a big stretch of kid to hop, skip, and jump to the toilet.
I remember on Houston Street, my father cut a hole in the hallway, a hole in the hallway upstairs. So that the heat from downstairs, because that Quebec heater would have been in the living room, okay, the middle room of the house. And we also had a coal stove in the kitchen, a small coal stove, too, you know. So, it was just a matter of trying to, you know, keep warm. Nice. Yeah, if windows freeze up, you could see your breath, you know, but you had lots of blankets on, or you slept with your brothers, and you went down to the gas station, the White Rose that was on James and Burlington on the northeast corner, and you, your mother sent you down there when you, with your wagon, you know, to get a couple of 5 gallons of fuel oil. Didn't have tanks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they might have tanks in Westdale. They probably had, a better heating system.
In warmer weather, there was work to be done in the family garden.
But most of the houses then, like in the north end, as long as I lived here, there was room for a garden. And if you had property, you didn't make it into a lawn or a flower bed. You made it into a vegetable garden and grew vegetables in it.